Penguin Random House Audio presents The Death and Life of the Great Lakes by Dan Egan. Read for you by Jason Culp. In memory of Michael Farrisee. Introduction. There are few views that can draw noses to airplane windows like those of the Great Lakes. From on high, the five lakes that straddle the U.S. and Canadian border can appear impossibly blue, tantalizing as the Caribbean. Standing on their shores and staring out at their ocean-like horizons, it hits you that the Great Lakes are, in one significant way, superior to even the Seven Seas. The Great Lakes, after all, are so named not just for their size, but for the fact that their shorelines cradle a global trove of the most coveted liquid of all, freshwater. The world's largest freshwater system has captured the public's imagination since the first European explorers arrived on the shores of the sweet water seas in the early 1600s, convinced, or at least ever hopeful, that on their far shores lay the riches of China. In 1634, voyageur Jean Nicolet paddled his birch bark canoe across northern Lake Huron through the Straits of Mackinac and headed for the western side of Lake Michigan, a place no white man had evidently ever set eyes upon. Nicolet arrived in a bay on the far shore of Lake Michigan, apparently trying to look like a local, in a flowing Chinese robe bursting with colorful flowers.